The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's happening, and you can usually circle your calendar for this. Now, a little bit different in the calendar this time because we have a June primary. And normally, for a November election, this is about, mid-September, right? But, of course, we're closing in on June 14th. So this is sort of getting officially nasty between both sides. And I have a little advice for both sides. So for all you folks in the Stengem campaign, listen really close. For all the folks in the Burgum campaign, listen really close. I'll have some advice I'll hope you'll heed here in just a couple of minutes on what's on your mind. How you doing? My name's Scott Hennen. I'm back, and I've never been so happy to be by this microphone. Oh, my gosh, I want to kiss it. I want to hug it. Because you know why? It's a lot easier than a mop and a spatula and a vacuum, and, pushing serving carts. And I'm here to tell you, I told Phil Parker this earlier on the PMS show, K-Fire 550, runs before the What's on Your Mind program there, and to Steve and Alex on our Need to Know Morning Show at Fargo. I have a newfound respect for people in food, in hospitality, in the restaurant world, you know?
Not as easy as it sounds, is it?
I'm dead serious, by the way. I am dead serious. If you work in a kitchen, you work on a dishwasher line, you wait tables, you serve people, God bless you. Man alive, that's hard work.
You never had to do that growing up, did you? I mean, that's one of those things that people end up doing at some point in their times, typically, is spend at least some time in a restaurant setting or fast food or whatever massive food preparation setting. You got right into radio. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, actually, my dad made me do something else. He wanted me to realize the paycheck wasn't always necessarily going to come from radio. So I did work at a country kitchen, and after a year, he said it was okay. It was a little country kitchen in Montevideo.
Okay,
but
good,
I was 14, 15, so I barely remember. I remember being tired after being done, but that was about all I really remember out of it. But I'm telling you, I remember now.
And so, you probably had more stamina back then, too, right?
I was at the Castaway Club, Youth Life Castaway Club. They do a lot of good ministry there, and they have youth retreats there from all over the, and some really neat history there. Goes back to the early 60s, Pelican Lake in Minnesota near Detroit Lakes. And this was a junior retreat for our daughter, who's a junior at Chandler High School. And they do a junior retreat every year, have for decades. And myself and some other moms were the servants, if you will. We were the kitchen help. We were the staff. I was the only dad that did it. And moms, this is easy. They do it all the time. So moms are the hardest working people on the planet. So they didn't think anything of it. They're just, what's the big deal? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And we had 110 people we were serving. So anyway, I'm back and I'm glad to be back. And it was great fun. Didn't get much sleep either. Man, why am I up early? Bed late, the whole thing, but I'll do my best in my sleep-deprived mode to bring you a show. Ed Schaefer, former governor, now president of UND, here at the bottom of the hour to talk about budget cutting. We're going to talk specifically about UND's situation, but also just about how you do this in general with Ed. There's been a lot of things in the news about it, and if you have any questions or comments or you're one of those folks, why do you cut that baseball program, you evil, vile? How in the world can you not do music therapy? Whatever. I mean, it's a tough deal. Yeah, feel free to call questions or comments. Welcome for Ed at the bottom of the hour. Also, Doug Burgum will be here, candidate for governor. He'll be here in the 10 o'clock hour. We're doing a series of talk radio town halls with Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem now till June 14th. We've asked them to debate be the cherry on top shortly before the election. I believe the Burgum campaign has said yes. We're still waiting for an answer from the Stengem campaign. And what else are we doing? The lieutenant governor candidates, we have slotted in on one of those weeks. So we are robustly going to cover now till June 14th this race. And so we'll talk with Doug today as well. And they've all been on. And here's what I want to say about the show, and then I'll give you my little advice to the campaigns, and then we'll talk about the presidential race and welcome your calls today on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you, by the way, by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Thanks to Ron Ness. Great job yesterday. So I'm out at the retreat. I have no time to look at anything, social media, anything. So my tweets were backed up. My Facebook posts were backed up. My texts were backed up. But when I finally, about midnight, got a chance to catch up, so all this social media traffic about some of the experts Ron had on yesterday, Jim Arthot of MBI Energy, I think Vicki Steiner sent out a tweet, hey, he says 75 rigs by early 17 and March of 17 or whatever, and there was a lot of traffic about all the things being discussed, Blue Halsey, of course, from Continental Resources, and also that Uber expert on research from KHR. So good stuff yesterday, and you see oil today is at 45, so some of this is coming back. But thanks to Ron, thanks to the North Dakota Oil Can Program for all the good, positive work they're doing. And appreciate very much what that industry does. They fund government, as we're finding out. They fund government. Don't get enough credit for it, but North Dakota's, you know, fiscal house has been built on oil. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. That's the case. I've had that argument forever, and I go, oh, no, none goes to the general fund. It goes into these buckets, and everything's fine. What about when the buckets go south? Then what? What about sales tax buckets? Then the city governments don't have it. Then the state doesn't have it. I mean, Anyway, oil's a big deal here, and we all ought to pray for it to come back in a nice, orderly way. It won't. It's going to rush back, but it's coming back, and the future's certainly bright. So I appreciate what North Dakota Oil Can does on that debate. You may have heard about us in the news. We honestly don't like to be in the news. We don't mind newsmakers coming on this program, being asked questions and making news. That's part of what happens. We ask the tough questions, and they answer them. But we were in the news because of a guest host of mine on Monday while I was gone, Pat Finken. Who is a political operative, who is a campaign consultant, who is someone that's well-known in political circles in North Dakota. And by the way, a good guy. I like Pat Finken. Good guy. He's a rock-solid business guy, and his company's good. Pat's a good person. He's a political operative, okay? So anybody that's ever been on the other side of Pat Finken politically thinks Pat Finken's bad, evil, awful. Unfortunately, that's how politics works. So Pat Finken was here Monday as a guest host, and you've heard him fill in before, and he's one of our go-to guys. We've got a roster of folks we go to, and Pat is one of them. In previous shows, we've always identified Pat as a campaign advisor to Wayne Stengem, which he is. He's paid by the Stengem campaign for advice and strategy. His voice is on Pat is on Wayne Stengem's radio ads, okay? So sometimes when you're in this circle, you just assume everybody knows that, and honestly, that's the way we thought. Monday, inadvertently, while admitting and disclosing he was a supporter, there was not an official term, hey, Pat Finken is a campaign consultant for the Wayne Stengem campaign. For that, Bob Harms, a fellow that is working for Doug Burgum as a paid campaign consultant, complained. Okay, and Bob and Pat have history. And so all of a sudden it becomes a big food fight, and we kind of got caught in the crossfire, some of which I don't appreciate, honestly, from the Burgum campaign. Because when you start talking about deliberately deceptive, good old boy style politics, that's implying we're party to this, right? And we've disclosed all along that Pat is who he is. Tell you that he's a public relations campaign person, you know, all of that. So it's part of the silly season, honestly, when these things get small. Here's what I want you to know about this race from our perspective. We are going to ask all of the candidates tough questions. These candidates are going now, by the way, I would consider Wayne Stengem not a personal friend that I call up on his birthday, but certainly someone I've known over the years. Okay, I think I've mentioned before my wife babysat for his son Andrew. There's a relationship. He was in the legislature with my brother-in-law years ago, Mike Hammerlick. So there's history that goes back, right? So I can fairly say he's a friend, right? I could say the same about Doug Burgum. You know, I spent, a couple decades in Fargo, a couple decades in Grand Forks in my time. So I've been in these two communities, and you're not in the Valley and don't know Doug Burgum, who is a business giant here and a good guy, right? So these are good people, okay? And the point is, you are going to, okay, Wayne, you know, here's the questions. But that doesn't mean I don't ask Wayne tough questions, okay? Same thing with Doug. Quite honestly, it is better for them for us to ask tough questions, because what I pride myself in is asking what everybody else is asking but doesn't want to say out loud. You know what I mean? Because that to me is small ball, petty, and has no business in this game. If you've got a question for Doug Burgum, ask it out loud. And if you're not man enough to do it, I'll do it for you. And I'll say, hey, I heard this from a legislator. I heard this from a committee chairman. I might name you by name. Okay, because you ought to ask those questions. if you want a question asked, but you don't want to be the one to ask it, you have an ulterior motive. What's your ulterior motive? Now I got to question you. You know what I mean? So let's just be transparent here. And we're going to very, very carefully guard that. That's this real estate. That's what KFIRE 550 is entrusted to us. That's what AM 1100 The Flag is entrusted to us. And AM 1090 KTGO and 1460 KLTC. Okay? So everybody gets asked the tough questions, and there is nobody with a thumb on the scale one way or the other for anybody. Because quite honestly, the power rests with you. It doesn't rest with this program or any of the candidates or consultants or advisors or anything else. It rests with you, the people, and I am going to do my level best to make sure you have all the information possible so you can make your own call and decide which way you want to go in this race. We're going to call balls and strikes, and we're going to do it fairly in this race. Now, some advice for the campaigns before this gets too goofy when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Folks, you probably heard me talking about B-Mobile. A lot of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's Verizon, the name you know and trust, for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. Uh-oh. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement. Maybe you left Verizon and now you're realizing the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Look, there's a lot of reasons, but whatever. Right now, you can come home to Verizon at T-Mobile and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's right. Get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at T-Mobile. Come on in. We'll give you all the details. You'll find them in Grand Fortune and Bismarck, and Fargo and Minot, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Bottineau in North Dakota and Bemidji, Thief River Falls in Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Did I just put Bemidji in North Dakota? Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at T-Mobile.com.
They may identify more with North Dakota than Minnesota, so they may not fight you on that one.
Yeah, exactly right. Do you have cut one ready to go by chance? It's one little thing on Donald Trump that I wanted to play. I'm not going to have time to play it today, but Rush Limbaugh yesterday had a really interesting little, 5-10 minute session where he talked about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump to his audience.
Have the cut.
You have cut one?
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to play cut four. I just don't have enough time for it because I promised some other stuff we're going to get to here. But I did want to recognize the fact before we run out of time here that Donald Trump swept big last night. I mean big. It was a landslide, stupid. You know, the whole thing was crazy. And obviously, some folks are conceding. You know, we weren't fighting those states anyway, but it's still really big. He used a line about Hillary Clinton last night that I thought was really good in kind of his, I can't remember if it was a rally before or a victory speech or what, but roll that, would you?
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is women don't like her, okay? And look how well I did with women tonight, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, now Hillary Clinton had to respond to this, of course, right? She has to throw a haymaker back and listen to, if you can stand it, not necessarily what she says, but how she says what she says. Hillary Clinton last night. Roll that. That's cut two.
I'm locked up here. Here we go.
Today, Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Oh, baby, can you even, we have now till November of that back and forth. I mean, barring some 11th hour miracle of, the Cruz campaign or the Republican establishment, Donald Trump's the nominee. I'm sorry, he is. I mean, just do the math. And so the Hillary and Byrne, the Byrne's not going away. Bernie says he's staying, but I'm feeling the Byrne. I don't think it's gonna work. So Trump, Clinton, there you go. Now till November, just get used to that. I love it.
Yeah, you think it's powerful now? Wait till those debates start up.
Anyway, it's good fun. And I just wanted to at least acknowledge that last night because there were a lot of votes going on that were happening. Okay, so 24 past the hour, and I do want to get to what I promised, and that is some advice to the Stengem and the Burgum campaigns on this race going forward. I just want to finish on one thing related to Monday's show. I do feel like, as I said, I started to say that I don't think anything was a secret, that we wish Pat had disclosed it so we were, completely there. But I've heard from a lot of people who were upset about it being a two-hour infomercial. I wasn't here. Todd, are you getting criticism like that about Monday's show?
I have gotten plenty of criticism, and I don't disagree with it.
Okay, so here's what I want to tell you. I haven't heard the show yet, but obviously there were Stengem supporters on with a Stengem campaign advisor, so it's logical that it was 2 hours of Wayne is great, Doug is bad, okay? That's not what we want this show to be. Okay, so and while all of those opinions are welcome, I mean Roscoe Striley being on and Adam Hamm being on and Pat Finkett being on, they need to be on in the context of being challenged, not sort of spoon fed, right? And so that's what we're going to do. If we don't do it, and it may happen again, hold us accountable, right? In other words, if you even hear that, nothing prevents you Monday from calling, saying, "What is this? A 2-hour infomercial?" Hey, Finken, you're a campaign consultant for those guys. In other words, and Pat would have said, yeah, I am, and I've said I am, right? So just use your voice. I'd much rather you actually get on the phone and call or email or make your commentary known. And if you think I'm being a shill or I'm, because right now I'm getting, I should keep track, but I'm probably in the neighborhood of 100-plus Burgum supporters who think I absolutely hate Burgum and love Stengem. And just last night, I'm getting emails and Facebook messages. Why are you so unfair to the Burgum campaign? So what I'm saying is, it's identical both ways. Both ways. And I take that pretty good. But you're the judge. You have the ultimate power. So get off the sidelines. Get on the phone. You can call our line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wake up in the middle of the night and say, boy, he sure really should have asked Mr. Burgum about this. He should have asked Mr. Stengem about that. Do it. 855-200-1776. Extension 1. Leave a message. Anytime, day or night, with your question. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is always open. We want your calls. 800-228-0550. Right here when we're doing this show, you call us, okay? Now, 1 minute's worth of advice to both Doug Burgum and the campaign apparatus, Wayne Stengem and the campaign apparatus. We are adults. Those of us that will go to the polls on June 14th are adults. We also love North Dakota, okay? We want a better North Dakota. Get out of the mud. Stop the petty back and forth, cheap shot. Oh, he doesn't like that. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, he hates him. It's conduct unbecoming the next governor of the great state of North Dakota. And one of you, Doug Burgum or Wayne Stengem, is going to be governor of North Dakota. Tell your staff to knock it off. Stop with the emails and the texts and the Facebook messages and all the cute little blog posts and everything else. Knock it off. Be adults. Be upfront. If you don't like something a candidate stands for in the way of a position, something they've done previously, challenge them on it and do it transparently. Tell us why you're concerned about it. Maybe you're a business person and you don't like this. Maybe you're in city government from a city that didn't get this, but that one did, and why did they? Ask the question. Let's be North Dakotans about this. Let's be adults about this. Let's stop with the middle-of-the-night texts and the Facebook posts and messages and all the insanity. Come on. Everybody's better than this. I would do a giant timeout if I was Wayne Stengem. I'd do a giant timeout if I'm Doug Burgum. And by the way, both camps are going, yeah, I hope that Burgum says it, but we're fine. No, you're both bad. You're both doing it. You both have supporters doing it. Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum are better than this. They're better than this. And if I were them, I'd call everybody that has anything to do fundraising, supporting me as a legislator, and say, here's the conduct I expect as a candidate for governor. Be better. Be bold. I want bold, but be better. All right, that's my 2 cents. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Before the top of the hour, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have questions or comments for Ed Schaefer, the president of UND, he joins us next at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And if you have questions or comments for Doug Bergen, who'll join us next hour, that's welcome as well. MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors today. Love this note from a flag listener that talked about being so fired up to get those that great deal. We had the 2-for-2, the 4-for-1 deal back just before Christmas for our listeners, and we brought it back now this spring. And this listener had bought the pillows on that deal, used the promo code Scott, got the two standard My Pillows, the two go anywhere pillows, and said absolutely the best. Ends up shortly after being stuck in an airport for 15 hours, and the go anywhere My Pillow saved her neck. Gave her the rest she needed in the airport. So said, thanks for promoting a great American product. MyPillow.com, 4-for-1 deal. So you can get the same deal. $99.98 gets you two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Savings of $160 if you call 800-506-9028. The president of the University of North Dakota, something I'll never tire of saying, Ed Schaefer. President Ed Schaefer. President of UND joins us on our newsmaker line today on What's on Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you? Hello to your listeners.
Yeah, good to hear your voice again. So give me a little update on the budget process. You're in the news a lot lately. I'm sure you knew you signed up for that. But give me the 30,000-foot view on how you think things are going so far.
Well, I think things are going well. We ended up with a situation here at UND where we had to trim 22 million dollars out of a $500 million budget. That is never easy. Everything you do is good and necessary and appropriate. And so we had to figure out, you know, how to do that. We went through a process of kind of focusing on the priorities of the university. Where can we put our limited dollars and our tax supported dollars there, where they get the best bang for the buck, so to speak? You know, where do we get the best student learning experience? Where do we train and educate our students to go out into the world of the economy and the community? So anyway, that's you know, all done pretty well. It's hard, Scott. It's difficult. You know, people's lives are impacted, jobs are impacted, programs are eliminated. But you know, we're through it now. We have all the recommendations on the table, and we will now start the process of implementing that budget over the next year or the 2017 school year. So we'll have the chance to now spend the money appropriately, invest in the university, increase our facilities, you know, and upgrade them, put in some new programs that are directional for the state of North Dakota. And when students come back here in the fall, they're going to have a wonderful experience at the best flagship university in the region, the University of North Dakota.
Ed Schaefer, the president of UND, with us in the middle of a budget process up there. Any questions or comments on that are certainly welcome, or for that matter, anything, 800-228-0550. I do want to ask you a little bit about something I just talked about related to this governor's race a little later on in our conversation, but I want to start with the budget stuff because it's been in the news. So how do you decide, okay, baseball program versus badminton program? How do you decide the music therapy versus, you know, this one? I mean, how do you just kind of walk me inside your process and how you get all this input from all the different, you know, stakeholders to decide, you know, what's a priority?
Oh, man, and that's a tough one. I use the candy analogy, you know, when we figure this out, Scott. I have three Hershey candy kisses that are different colors. One's a red one, one's a pink one, and one's a silver one. I keep them on my desk, and I keep some in my pocket so that when we're talking about this, I show them the pieces of candy and say, these are all good. You've tasted them before. You know they all taste good. They're all great. If I ask you to choose, to rate those, or to make them one a priority over the others, how do you do it? Yeah, how do you do that? And that's what we have had to
do. So in other words, and by the way, we're just for some reason, your phone got underneath your, so we couldn't hear you as well.
Okay.
But what you're saying is I know it's Hershey candy, all tastes good, but is, you know, the red or the green one better?
If I have to force that decision, how do you do it? Well, you might weigh them, and, you know, one might weigh a fraction of something, and, you know, more than another. You might, from past experience, like the red one better than the silver one. You know, maybe it's just the day that you say, well, you know, today I'm happy, so I'm going to take the silver one. You know, somehow you have to prioritize those. And in going through that, then you have to make a tough decision between three things that are good. And that's in which we do. In the case of music therapy, we looked at the long-term aspects of that program. We lost the professor, so we had 48 students and no tenure-track professor. The reason the professor left, like the one left in 2014, is because they want to go to schools. They want to teach and learn at universities that have graduate studies. We do not have a master's program here in music therapy. So while, you know, it's a good program, it pays for itself, everything is great, you know, we had to look at it and say, okay, long term, if we're going to keep the sustainability, you know, consistency in our program, are we going to attract the proper professors and accredited folks to operate the program? And we're going to keep them here, you know, for the long-term stability. The way we have to do that is put a master's program in. We're not likely to put a master's program in the foreseeable future. So if I have to choose between the good, then that one, I say, I can't do a good job of that one as I can do in others.
And
that one, we're going to let go.
And who's in the room, right? I mean, is it vice presidents? Is it faculty members? Is it students? Like, who gets to decide which Hershey's piece to move around?
Yeah, well, ultimately, I make the decisions as the president. It's my responsibility, you know, to shape this university. The input we had, you know, all along comes from, you know, the lowest unit on the campus, that unit, the teaching module or whatever. We ask them to make the priorities. Their priorities then are passed up to the dean of the college. The department chair. That department chair kind of has to reprioritize because their view is a little different, you know, than the lower unit. Well, then it goes to the dean. They prioritize all of the departments in the school, you know. So then, you know, it gets up to the VP and on up to the president. So it's a process, Scott, that changes every minute. Every time someone touches it, they have a different view of priorities. They have a different set of priorities. They have a different, you know, thought about how this fits into the whole for my part of it. But eventually, I'm the one that makes the decision. So I just try to get as much information as I can. In this case, you know, the information about the instructors, the program, the fact that music therapy is moving toward requiring a master's degree to be certified. So was that the proper long-term strategy for the UND to deliver that program? I didn't think so. You know, as far as baseball, that was not it was an easier one, Scott, from the standpoint of the matrix. it was a tougher one because baseball and American pie, you know, is America. So, but what we have there is we have the federal government in Title IX called, you know, requirements that you have to have gender equal sports and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we are required to carry certain sports. For instance, if we have men's hockey, we have to have women's hockey. So, you know, we have to have certain sports on the university. We are in leagues. And so those leagues have certain requirements for sports. If you have to have this league said, if you're going to be in this league, you have to offer swimming, for instance. So we built a matrix and said, with all those requirements, what does that mean? Well, we had two men's sports out of 22 sports that we have at UND. We had two sports that didn't have some kind of requirement to keep them. Unfortunately for them, it was baseball and men's golf. So those two programs we eliminated.
Let's take a call from Chad in Fargo on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. The president of UND, Ed Schaefer, with us on What's On Your Mind. Chad, go ahead.
Hi, Ed. Chad, I got a couple questions for you. How come UND could not grow out of the deficit instead? Because with your aviation program, with a few other programs you guys do have that you offer, University of North Dakota has a lot of growth potentials in those items. And also the fact that was baseball and golf where they offered the chance to fundraise to keep their sports going, and the fact that UND as a major institution would hurt it by doing these budget cuts.
All those questions I think I can wrap up in maybe one answer. The attempt at reshaping our budget is to grow the university. We can no longer do everything we want to do. We want to be able to use our money wisely and efficiently. And by reshaping our budget, we get to take the dollars that we generate internally, not dollars that we get from the federal government who's broke, not dollars that we get from the state because we're not going to get any with the current economic conditions. Internally, we find the dollars by eliminating programs, you know, eliminating positions, so that we can put those dollars into the growth aspects of the university. No longer are we going to play, you know, let's just skim this across, let's take it easy, let's wait out the storm, and then when we get our money back, we'll replace all the money. Well, we're not going to play catch-up anymore. Now we have limited ourselves to live within the means of our revenue sources. So when those money comes, when we get more money from the legislature, when we get more money from tuition, whatever the case may be, we put that money into the growth areas, the important focus priorities of the University of North Dakota. And so I'm excited about that. And one way that we have offered, baseball team and the golf team and music therapy and others, you know, say if you're outside of those parameters now, we're living within our means, but outside of those parameters, if you can bring the money to the table, if you can bring sustainable dollars in funding to operate these programs, we can reinstate them. So the baseball program is working on a way to raise the money. We've given the coach a one-year extension in the contract so that if they're able to put the money together and we can play baseball in 2017, we have a coach. You know, we have outlined a plan for what it takes, how much money it takes. We've given them certain deadlines because, you know, you have requirements to schedule games and things. So if they have a certain amount of money raised by a certain period of time, we can move forward. So, we're trying to do those things so that we can do the programs. But those programs are going to be done outside of the normal parameters of our budget because now we have our budget that's tuned up, shaped up, and living within our means. And that's the way it's going to be. And if we can add those other programs through external sustainable fundraising programs, say it works.
Yeah, so dare I say a private sector model, right? Okay, it didn't cut the budget, but if we find another way to fund it, we'll have it. So interesting. Chad Fargo, thanks for the call. More with Ed Schaefer after the timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, we're chatting with Ed Schaefer, president of UND until July 1, and has a plate full on his portfolio with budget issues and other things. Questions or comments, welcome. At on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Next hour, the whole hour, another talk radio town hall, not with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's normally here on Wednesday. Is Kevin on Friday? I think Congressman Cramer might be Friday. This week. He's moved. I know he's not today. But anyway, I was just asking when Kevin is on this week, Rev. It is Friday. Okay. So Friday, 9:10. Also, Wayne Stengel will be on. So we'll have a talk radio town hall in Lollapalooza on Friday. But Doug Bergman in that spot today coming up next hour. Chat with Ed Schaefer. Before I quickly have a little a diversion sandwich here, if you don't mind, President Schaefer. And we'll come back to the budget in just a minute. We only have a five-minute segment here, so a lot to get to. I want your take on this governor's race. Just right now, from 30 seconds on the Burgum campaign, how do you assess that? And then I'll ask you about the Stengem campaign separately.
Well, I'm disappointed in the Burgum campaign for running a negative campaign. You know, Doug's a great guy. He's getting around the state. He's talking to a lot of people, and he's selling his story. But, the campaign that's out there in the media is negative, is against something. It's just, you know, it's not positioning of him and who he is and what he can do.
I lost you again there with the phone. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here. I guess I got something in my cord. I can't move.
Oh, I got you back now.
Okay. Anyway, so, you know, Doug's media, he personally, he's getting all over the state and he's winning influence and, you know, hearts and minds of people all over. His campaign is positioning himself as negative and against another person or against the state or against our economy or what, you know, he's positioning himself, in the media and therefore in the public perception as negative, and that, you know, that lots of times in North Dakota, most times, matter of fact, all the time in North Dakota, just doesn't work real well.
So you're talking about the ads. You're talking about the ads. You don't like
the
ads.
I'm talking about the ads. Yep.
Yeah. How about Wayne Stengem?
So it up to be this negative thing out there.
Stengem campaign. Give me your assessment on how that campaign's going.
I think Wayne is, great public servant, of course, but I think his campaign has been in the we deserve it, we own it, and we're going to get it, and I don't think they've worked real hard. I think they've just anticipated that they're going to be the best, and I think Doug Burgum is outworking them. But I think now the campaign seems to have awakened, and when it rises up, it's raising up in a negative manner. They're attacking back negatively, and so now we have negative on the one side, negative on the other side, and we're going to elect somebody that's negative. I mean, you know, it's like I don't want to set up my public officials that way. I want to know who they are and what positively they're going to do for the state of North Dakota. So I'm disappointed in both campaigns.
What advice do you have for them, quickly? Both. Just overall, what should drive a campaign for governor in North Dakota by these candidates?
Drive a campaign for governor should be, this is the state that I love, and this is what I can do to help make it better.
Good advice from someone who's been there, done that. Okay, so back to your president of UND hat. There is a narrative out there that, Ed Schaefer's up there. He's cutting and slashing. And, NDSU, we're fat and sassy and everything's fine. We'll just kind of delay some things. We'll be okay. Why is there a difference in the budget approach of UND versus NDSU?
Well, I think that, you know, there's two different philosophies, Scott, and it's not unique to UND or NDSU or, you know, anybody. We've had UND has done it the one way for a long period of time, and it got us in a position where we just kept expanding, we kept growing, and our buildings were crumbling, our teacher salaries weren't up to snuff, our staff folks were churning because, you know, we were constantly seeking lower costs, and, you know, it ended up being a model that doesn't work anymore. Other universities in the state of North Dakota are, you know, trying to weather out the storm. They're not giving raises. We're giving full bore raises here at the University of North Dakota because I think that's important. So we're finding the money to do so. Other universities are, you know, saying, I'm going to set aside a program until next year. We think it's critical important, but I'm going to have to go to the legislature and ask them for more money outside of my budget to make that critical program that I've set aside work. And, you know, the next legislative session, are they going to get the money? Is the economy in North Dakota the way it is today? Will they be increasing budgets? I don't think the legislators are going to be increasing higher education budgets. And I think there's going to be disappointment down the road when planned funding for expansion projects don't come. So, you know, it's a different philosophy. It's a different direction. We're trying to change up the University of North Dakota to live within our means and to take these precious taxpayers' dollars that we get and spend them most wisely, efficiently. That means we had to, you know, do some budget adjustments, and we've done so. And I think our university is going to be stronger and better in the future. And 5 years from now, we're going to be just, rocket ship to the moon.
And that's where, all the pain of having to cut is going to have some gain at some point that you've touched on earlier, where you've got a fund set aside. Now you say, where's our growth areas and who gets what, right? So the good news is still to come here.
The good news is to come. We've generated now a fund here internally, you know, some substantial dollars, and we're going to now start to sit down with a blank piece of paper and say, where can we best invest those dollars? We're looking at, should we have a little bump in tuition here? If we do, Where do we take those dollars? How can we spend them on students? How do we spend them on scholarships and, you know, upgraded classrooms? And, you know, how can we enhance that student experience, you know, as new dollars roll in, as the economy changes, as, you know, future tuition dollars come, as, you know, any kind of other funding sources come in? We get to focus them on the future, not playing catch up with the past.
Fascinating. All right. Thank you, sir. Good to chat with you. Still is fun to know you're sitting there in Twomley Hall running the show. So keep at it. We'll chat with you again soon.
I'm loving it. Thanks.
Take care. Our best to Nancy. Ed Schaefer, president of UND. Doug Bergman, our talk radio town hall is coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Leadership takes courage. KLJ has been a leader for over 70 years and is looking for others to share our vision. We know engineering from oil to rail and are growing steadily. Whether you're getting in at entry level or bringing years of experience, we have the position for you. KLJ offers competitive wages, excellent benefits, and employee stock ownership. We are an equal opportunity employer. Take the first step. Find us online at kljeng.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.